welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Natalie Cutler. I'm the national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. Today, we're diving into a groundbreaking technological advancement that's reshaping retail logistics, and that is driverless vehicles. Joining us today is Gabe Rubio, principal in the Business Incentives Group at BDO, and he is here to explore how major retailers are leveraging this innovation in their distribution centers, and more importantly, the tax credits and incentives that may come along with that. Welcome to the show, Gabe.
Thanks, Natalie. Happy to be here.
Great. Gabe, so we've heard a lot about driverless vehicles with a number of companies coming out with their version and running various tests in certain markets. But to frame this conversation about driverless trucks, Gabe, could you talk to us a little bit about what they are and give just to give a good sense to our listeners?
Sure. So driverless or autonomous trucks can be anything from a commercial vehicle that is partially automated, think something like driver's assistance, to trucks that don't require any human interaction at all. These can be anything from a semi-truck to a last-mile delivery truck, and we're seeing these types of vehicles emerge in many parts of industry, particularly in transportation service providers who serve retail companies.
So I will tell you that I was recently in South Florida, and as I was crossing the street, I saw this thing that looked like a cooler on wheels, an ice cooler on wheels. And I looked around, I looked to see if there was a driver, if there was someone with a remote. But no, it was there on its own. It stopped at the red light like the rest of the pedestrians. I saw another one a little bit further down a couple of blocks later. So it was really interesting. And I guess I feel okay with that. I'm not sure I would feel as comfortable if there was an 18-wheeler coming down the street without a driver. But it does sound like there is a significant amount of activity and investment that's being made in this area. You know, why do you think that's happening?
Primarily, self-driving trucks create a more efficient and faster delivery timeline. So they get goods in customers' hands more quickly and improve the customer experience. In terms of why it's happening, I think part of the reason is the energy transition to electric vehicles is also propelling the change to driverless vehicles. Many of these driverless vehicles are also electric and battery powered. So from a dollars and cents perspective, organizations can benefit right now from the incentives that are available either from the Inflation Reduction Act at a federal level or some of the other state and federal subsidies that they can avail themselves of. So these types of incentives can help a company invest in evaluating whether changing to driverless vehicles is right for them.
So you've said a lot of really good things there, whether it's incentives, savings. I'm sure that's music to everybody's ears. How should retailers consider driverless vehicles for their future investment, forecasting, their projections? What should they be thinking of?
I think the first step is evaluating whether your business would benefit from investing in a driverless vehicle fleet. And then what are the costs associated with that investment? So there are tax credits and incentives for everything available from investing in an electric vehicle itself, or from, let's say, charging stations that are installed either at your property or somewhere on your driver route. Once you understand what the investment is that you want to make for your business, engaging with an advisor who is knowledgeable about the tax credits and incentives can prepare you to understand what the true cost of that investment is.
Got it. And is this something that retailers should be thinking about today? Is this something in the near future or the distant future? Where do you see this going?
We're seeing significant investments today, but that's primarily by transportation service providers. This is core to their business, so understanding the benefits that they can reap from driverless vehicles is important, and they're doing it now. Even if this isn't something that's at your business's doorstep today, it's still likely relevant in the near future. So understanding what those available incentives are is meaningful and can help you make an informed decision on the topic when it is at your doorstep.
Well, it certainly sounds like it's at somebody's doorstep delivering somebody's groceries or lunch down in South Florida. Thank you very much, Gabe. And if you found this episode insightful, be sure to visit the Future Proof Retail Experience on our website to learn more about the technologies that will change the way retail is done. I want to say 20 to 50 years from now, but some of it is going to be even sooner. Thank you and have a great day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.